Edward, are you there?
Hello, Julia. Yes, well, I'm awfully sorry to have kept you waiting, but I had to hunt for them. Yes, she's bringing them now. Good night.
Good evening, Mr. Chamberlain.
May I offer you some gin and water?
No, thank you. This is a different occasion.
I take it that as you've come alone, you've been unsuccessful.
Not at all. I have come to remind you, you have made a decision.
Are you thinking that I may have changed my mind?
No, you will not be ready to change your mind until you recover from having made a decision. No, I have come to tell you that you will change your mind, but that it will not matter. It will be too late.
I have half a mind to change my mind now, to show you that I'm free to change it.
You will change your mind, but you are not free. Your moment of freedom was yesterday. You made a decision. You set in motion forces in your life and in the lives of others which cannot be reversed. Besides, it is a serious matter to bring someone back from the dead.
From the dead? Well, that figure of speech is somewhat dramatic, as it was only yesterday that my wife left me.
Ah, but we die to each other daily. What we know of other people is only our memory of the moments during which we knew them, and they have changed since then. We must also remember that at every meeting, we are meeting a stranger.
So you want me to greet my wife as a stranger? That will not be easy.
It is very difficult. But it is perhaps still more difficult to keep up the pretense that you are not strangers.
You can hardly expect me to obliterate the last 5 years.
I ask you to forget nothing. To try to forget is to try to conceal.
There are certainly things I should like to forget.
And persons also. But you must not forget them. You must face them all, but meet them as strangers.
Then I myself must also be a stranger.
And to yourself as well. But remember, when you see your wife, you must ask no questions and give no explanations. I have said the same to her. Now, I shall go, and you must await your visitors.
Visitors? What visitors?
Whoever comes. The strangers.
Oh, God.
As for myself, I should take the precaution of leaving by the service staircase.
May I ask one question?
You may ask it.
Who are you?
I also am a stranger.
See? Well, I expect Lavinia at any moment. You must not be here.
Lavinia asked me.
What?
Julia had a telegram asking her to come to bring me with her. Julia was delayed and sent me on ahead.
Well, it seems very odd. I'm not like Lavinia. Well, I suppose there's nothing to do but wait. Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
My God, what shall we talk about? We can't sit here in silence.
Edward, forgive my laughing. You look like a little boy who's been sent for to the headmaster's study.
I'm afraid I can't see the humorous side of it.
I'm not really laughing at you, Edward. But I've learnt a lot in 24 hours. I can see you at last as a human being. Can't you see me that way too and laugh about it?
I wish I could. I wish I understood anything.
But it's all so simple. Can't you see that...
Oh. There's Lavinia. Peter, where's Lavinia? Oh, don't tell me that Lavinia sent you a telegram.
No, not to me, but to Alex. She told him to come here and to bring me with him. He'll be here in a minute.
Celia, have you heard from Lavinia too?
I just explained to Edward that she telegraphed to Julia to come and bring me with her.
I wonder whom else Lavinia has invited.
Why, I got the impression that Lavinia intended to have yesterday's cocktail party today.
But, Edward, you remember our conversation yesterday?
Of course.
I hope you've done nothing about it.
No, I've done nothing.
I'm so glad. Because I'm going to California.
You're going to California?
Yes, I have a new job.
And how did that happen overnight?
Why, it's a man Alex put me in touch with, and we settled everything this morning.